Alex Forbes has delivered upbeat annual results, with operating income jumping 7% to 3.2 million rand, and headline earnings per share from continuing operations increased by 19%. This was largely boosted by gains from its investment unit and individual consulting business, and this further translated into a 45% rise in its total dividend to 32 cents. Joining me now is the company's CEO, Davi de Villiers. Thank you so much for your time, Davi. Let's start off with strategy before we go into the numbers. So you've had this refreshed brand, you know, with the Alex Forbes launch in March this year. What does that speak to?
Yeah, so we're very excited about that launch of the refreshed brand. You know, what our future holds is engaging with more and more members, and you know, that means all the members that are in the retirement funds that we service, and hopefully even outside of that. But to engage with them, we need to be fresh. We need to be, you know, recognized by them, and all the efforts that we do, you know, one of them is the refreshed brand. So we need to be seen as a trusted brand. We need to be seen as somebody that can add value to their lives, that can explain to them, that can give them advice, you know. So as part of the strategy, we changed the brand. So the brand's not standalone. It's actually supporting the strategy. And we're quite excited about the reaction that we've had.
All right. Lovely. Now, Alex Forbes is moving to bring about transformative change in the industry. So shine a light on how your new transformation policy to support emerging asset black managers will support your brand shift and your existing clients.
Yeah, so I think it's a wider policy. You know, firstly, we see it as our duty in the industry to play a part to transform the industry. You know, so I think that was a no-brainer for us, and really makes a lot of sense. And then secondly, it was about the how. You know, so everybody's on this journey, but on their own pace and without a framework. So what we did is we said, you know, we are in the position, we're not playing God or anything like that. We are in the position where people look to us. So let's create the framework that everybody can work with. And in general, the transformation policy of us is just a framework. And now the journey starts, you know, 3 to 5 years, the journey starts, we transform it, but not in a tick box exercise, in an exercise where we actually get talent coming through. You know, everybody can get the top black portfolio manager if they pay, you know, X amount for him, but that's not helping transformation. So let's get the people through the ranks that actually makes the difference. And the fact of whether they're small or big, or whether they're emerging or not, they're just different rules that apply. Obviously, if you've got, you know, two people working for you, you can't have 40% transformed. You know, the calcs doesn't even work. So it's just a question of getting more people through the ranks, more people becoming top portfolio managers, and more companies, you know, getting the opportunity. People told us, yeah, but you're going to give money to managers that are untested.
Yeah.
You know, how can that be? We've never done that in the past 20, 30 years, you know. Returns are first, governance, compliance, can they manage money? Do they have a track record? You know, all of those things still apply. It's just a question of 91, Alan Gray Coronation. They were also small at some point. Somebody gave them a chance as well. And it was probably Alex Forbes, you know. So we're just going to create more of those. And we're actually very excited about that opportunity for the industry, and ultimately to get better returns to the clients.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Davi, for shining a light on that. Let's get into the numbers. Operating income up 7%. You also managed to get new business amounting to almost 150 million rand in annualized revenue. Talk to me about how you were able to achieve that and what provided support within the operating environment.
Yeah, we're still struggling with the operating environment, and I must start there. You know, our business works on people that are employed, and people that are employed make contributions, and they pay fees, and they invest assets into the business. So our growth normally comes to enhanced employment. And as you know, South Africa's gone the other way. So where employment's been under threat and you know, through COVID. So we've actually had headwinds in our business. So our growth has come from, you know, changing the business model to really be efficient and able to gain market share in a declining market in our environment. So that's what makes us actually quite proud. You know, we've gotten most of our gains and most of our growth we've gotten through getting market share. Obviously, half of our revenue depends on the markets, and the markets participated well and gave us good growth. The other half is basically gaining market share through new business, which gave us the extra growth. And that's exciting. You know, that's an exciting position to be in, because should the tailwinds come of, let's say, you know, higher salary increases and more employment and growth and GDP, more businesses being set up, then you know, we've got all those tailwinds to look forward to.
And that's the thing, Davi. I mean, you say that your business model works on people that are employed. Let's shift, you know, focus and really get into the retirement consulting business, especially coming from a year where your client base was hit by retrenchments and business closures. So what are those dynamics looking like?
Yeah, so we still see retrenchments happening. You know, it's much less. It's 57% down on the previous year, which we saw the big effect of retrenchments. But there's still companies that saying, you know, they're now seeing their future in a different way, and they're retrenching. And but that's slowing down quite a bit, which helps us a lot, and it's going to help the economy, and it's going to help individuals. You know, so I see that slowing down. We haven't seen companies rack it up yet. So we haven't seen lots of new employment yet. And that's hopefully the next phase as supply, demand, you know, turnover starts coming back into the economy. Hopefully companies will have to employ again. But I think that's going to take a little bit of time, which is a little bit of bad news to the man in the street. You know, I think small, medium enterprises have been hurt. It's going to be difficult to get back to normal numbers. And big corporates, you know, have gotten used to lower expense base. People work harder to really maintain the efforts of the corporate. You know, it's going to get slower to get back to the normal numbers, but it will happen. You know, it'll happen as the growth come back, and we've seen some of the growth come back already.
Davi, we've run out of time, but I'm going to steal 20 seconds. I just want you, you know, to express your last words on the future of Alex Forbes, especially considering the interest that you've had from Prudential Financial in the U.S.
Very excited, you know. On top of our strategy and everything else that we're so excited about, you know, the energy in the business, the interest from clients into new business, to have on top a big company like Prudential from the US being interested in investing in us, firstly, foreign capital into South Africa, but secondly, you know, in Forbes itself, in Alex Forbes itself, shows that, you know, we're definitely on the right track and hopefully will, you know, reward them with some growth.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and your insights, Davi. That was CEO of Alex Forbes, Davi de Villiers.